from the Word of God, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus. I love Christmas. Let the sleigh bells ring, let the carolers sing. The more Santas, the merrier. The more trees, the better. I love Christmas. The ho, 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 the rooty toot, toot, the thumpity thump, thump, and the pa-rumpa pum, pum. The silent night and the sugar plums. I don't complain about the crowded shops. I don't grumble at the jam-packed grocery store. The restaurant is packed. Well, it's Christmas. And I love Christmas. Bring on Scrooge, Cousin Eddie, and the official Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot range model BB gun. You'll shoot your eye out. The tinsel and the clatter and waking up to see what was the matter. Being in his tunes, Macy's balloons, mistletoe kisses, Santa Claus wishes, and favorite dishes. Holiday snows, warm winter clothes, and Rudolph's red nose. I love Christmas. I love it because somewhere someone will ask the Christmas questions. What's the big deal about the baby in the manger? Who was he? What does his birth have to do with me? The questioner may be a child looking at a front yard creche. He may be a soldier stationed far from home. She may be a young mom who, for the first time, holds a child on Christmas Eve. The Christmas season prompts questions. I love the answers I've found. Some I think I came up with, but some I borrowed from sources I've forgotten. But nevertheless, they're good answers. Like this one. God knows what it is like to be a human. When I talk to him about deadlines or long lines or tough times, he understands. He's been there. He's been here. Because of Bethlehem, I have a friend in heaven. Because of Bethlehem, I have a Savior in heaven. Christmas begins what Easter celebrates. The child in the cradle became the king on the cross. And because he did, there are no marks on my record. Just grace. His offer has no fine print. He didn't tell me, "Clean up before you come in." He offered, "Come in and I'll clean you up." It's not my grip on him that matters, but his grip on me. And his grip is secure. So is his presence in my life. Christmas presents from Santa Claus, that's nice. But the perpetual presence of Christ, that's life-changing. God is always near us, always for us, always in us. We may forget him, but God will never forget us. We are forever on his mind and in his plans. He called himself Emmanuel, which means God with us. Not just God made us, not just God thinks of us, not just God above us, but God with us. God where we are, at the office, in the kitchen, in the car. He breathed our air and walked this earth. God with us. We need this message more than ever. We live in anxious times. Terrorism is living up to its nature. Terror. Violence hangs over our planet like a dark cloud. This morning, 11 were killed in Sydney at a synagogue. 2 are dead and 9 hurting at Brown University yesterday. 1 died, 1 hurting in Kentucky on Tuesday. Think about the images on the news, images like these, the senseless attacks, the bloodshed, the random acts of cruelty. We can relate to the story of the little boy who played the part of the angel in the Christmas story. He and his mother rehearsed the lines over and over. It is I. Don't be afraid. It is I. Don't be afraid. And he was ready. Yet, when the Christmas pageant began, he walked onto the stage and saw the lights and the audience, and he froze. After an awkward silence, he finally said, "It's me, and I'm scared." When we get scared, and we all do, may I suggest we need a little Christmas? I don't mean a dose of saccharine, cinnamon, or Santa cheer, or double-spiked eggnog. That's not Christmas. Christmas is about Christ. Christ's name occupies 6 of the 9 letters, for crying out loud. This isn't Santa Mass, or shopping Mass, or reindeer Mass. This is Christ Mass. And Christmas is not Christmas unless you receive the message of Bethlehem. In the hurry and scurry of the season, remember the promise of the season. God gets us. God saves us. God is always near us. By the way, and this is the message of Advent. Bethlehem was just the beginning. Jesus has promised a repeat performance. Bethlehem Act 2, or in the 21st century, Bethlehem 2.0. No silent night this time, however. The skies will open, the trumpets will blast, and a new kingdom will begin. He will empty the tombs and melt the winter of death. He will press his thumb against the collective cheek of his children and wipe away all tears. Be gone, sorrow, sickness, wheelchairs, and cancer. Enough of you, screams of fear and nights of horror. Death, you die. Life, you reign. The manger invites, even dares us to believe the best is yet to be. And it could all begin today. But if it doesn't, there's a reason. No day is accidental or incidental. No acts are random or wasted. Look at the Bethlehem birth. A king ordered a census. Joseph was forced to travel. Mary, as round as a ladybug, bounced on the donkey's back. The hotel was full. The hour was late. The event was one big hassle. Yet, out of the hassle, hope was born. It still is. I don't like hassles, but I love Christmas because it reminds us how God causes everything to work together for good to those who love God. The heart-shaping promises of Christmas, long after the guests have left and the carolers have gone home and the lights have come down, these promises endure. Perhaps you could use some Christmas this Christmas. Remember, when you found the Christ of Christmas, you found a lifetime of hope. I love Christmas. Amen.